manifestation, demonstration, revelation, impartation. All of these things are very important. Anointing, fresh anointing. And this is where we want you to be. This is where we want you to understand the apostolic order, the prophetic order, on down the line, that we can create a massive maturity in the body of Christ, that the remnant by revelation and restoration and resurrection will be able to take over and do the assignment that God has given us. There will be a release of the greatest manifestation of revelation and power gift the world has ever seen. These gifts in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, I don't know one of my instructors teach you along that line, but these gifts are actually talking about gifts, administration, and operation. The Trinity, the gifts of the Spirit has to become functionized, that's such a word, by the Trinity. It's gift, if you read it, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, administration and operation. I think there's three words. Then you got the 12:9 manifested, the revelation gift, the vocal gift, and the power gift. Here's our emphasis on the power gift, which is special faith, working of miracles, and gifts of healing. There in 1 Corinthians, there will be a release of the greatest manifestation of revelation and power gift. The revelation gift is the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, and the discerning of spirit. Now, you cannot apostolically function, class. We can't function without those gifts. Those gifts in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. The rising up of governing churches, an apostle will set God's power in momentum. Governing, so you decide to become a part of this school, you're going to have the right to walk in these manifestations. I may take a sideline sometime and just take on how these gifts, how you can, for lack of a better word, provoke these gifts or get in a position where these gifts will manifest through you on purpose. It is said there will be a new breed of apostolic pioneer arise across the nation. Will you be one of them? Who will explore new heights of leadership, paving the way for the establishing of a strong structure, leadership shift in the church. We, class, in this school, we're a part of that group. If you pay attention, you're going to pick up that type of anointing, that type of wisdom, that type of understanding, and flow as a apostolic pioneer. Pioneer means you go into territories and find things or bring forth things that have never been brought forth before. I recognize the pioneering anointing that God had placed on my life. Just like I warned the congregation, I warned you, whole lot of new teaching going to come out in this season. And the reason it's coming out is that Satan don't want us to get the real teaching. He wants us to get excited. He wants us to get emotionally. He wants us to get off and think we're the nitty-gritty. But he don't want that real power flowing. That real power is submission, really. Submission, admission, how much we need God to finish this course. So watch out for a whole lot of new teaching and stay with the Trinity. Stay with the threefold realm that God has given us. That's a warning, class. There will be a new breed of apostolic pioneer arise across the nation who explore new heights of leadership, paving the way for establishing a strong structure, leadership shift in the church. To do that, you're going to have to stand. Not to cut nobody down, but to stand for the truth. The emergency of governing churches would become inevitable because of these apostolic pioneers. Governing churches, governing believers. See, now governing churches produces governing believers. There's such a vast mass immaturity in the body of Christ. And I'm talking about good people. I'm talking about people who love God. I'm talking about people who are ready to go. So we got to make sure they go. The kind of churches we see being built today would not be able to stand under the intense pressure of persecution and demonic onslaughts that is in these times. Now listen very carefully. The kind of churches we see, and those churches are built without the fullness of the fivefold ministry gift in place. We ain't talking about no apostle. We ain't talking about no prophet yet now. We talking about God's divine order there in Ephesians 4:11. The kind of churches we see being built today, I mean a large, would not be able to stand under the intense pressure of persecution and demonic onslaught. Let's talk about these two things. Persecution and demonic onslaught coming against the church. Satanic forces are supernatural. Religion, reasoning will not be able to deal with the things that are coming. It's going to take revelation. It's going to take righteousness. It's going to take reverence. It's going to take realness to stand in the spirit to handle the types of attack coming against the church today. The kind of churches we see being built today will not be able to stand under the intense pressure of persecution and demonic onslaught. They want the gender, the culture, racism, even communism, all kind of stuff will start coming. But you have to be anointed. You have to be aware of the fact that God got his hand on you. Then you won't get into worry. You won't get into fear. You'll fight the good fight of faith. That's what I want to come from this school. I want you to be a student who knows how to fight the good fight of faith. So it is said here we need a radically different and dynamic church. I am in agreement fully. Radically and different. Now, listen, and this is what we're having to do. God is releasing. Say that. Say, God is releasing. God is releasing his heavenly pattern for these type of churches to be built. He's doing it right here in his school. Heavenly pattern. Not denominational pattern, not man pattern. Heavenly pattern. The apostolic move had begun as a rising of the tide. Now, I didn't know, I had no idea God was going to use me in this area. But I understand now as I've been studying behind it. Great apostles. Jonathan David is one of the greatest ones. I'm studying behind him now, who have revelation and understanding and manifestation. The apostolic move has begun as a rising of the tide. Now watch, it is not clear to those who are not receptive to what God is doing there. Now some are going to reject it because their empire is going to be pulled out. And then I want people in the church, sitting in the chairs in the church building, who come to hear from God, to grow in maturity. I want them where they never have to get in the line. Nobody ever has to pray for them or lay a hand on them. I want them to be able to know, even if they're in a meeting and somebody call them out, if God don't tell them go, just wave your hand and tell them that's all right. See, now, a lot of people will call that disrespect. But no, every person should be able to judge what the Holy Ghost is doing at any given moment. Some of these meetings in this car, I see a man, Jesus just beck you out, tell you, come on. And they lay up on you. You got to know when to say no. Hey, you got to be powerful enough in the spirit to say, no, not me, sir. Might be somebody else, not me. See, now the average Christian not going to do that. You know why? Because they're not spiritual enough, and they have too much authority over them from this pulpit just because it's a pulpit. You need to be able to hear God's voice for yourself. I'm not trying to teach you to be rebellion, but a proper response and proper growth is important for me in this school. Don't let everybody lay a hand on you. Some people are just going to fall out, cry. You just make sure. Now, the apostolic movement is on the move, but it's not clear to those who are not receptive to what God is doing today. So they're going to resist it. You're going to run up on resistance. But that's okay. But to those who desire to be a part of what God is saying and doing today, so I believe you are. You want to be the passive individual that's ready to do what God is saying in this apostolic season. God is sending his apostolic power to change this world. See, a lot of time you're reading in the Bible, reading the epistles, you'll miss it if you don't understand the apostolic, because a whole lot of the Bible is apostolic writing. The Apostle Paul wrote over half of the New Testament, and he's apostolic training the church. And so if you go in there stupa-alic, that's a word, and not open to the apostolic, and you go in there traditionally, you're not going to be able to receive the grace that Paul is putting out as an apostle. Second Peter opened up as an apostle of Jesus Christ to those who have lacked precious faith. Well, that lacked precious faith is not going to rise to that precious faith without proper apostolic training. In that first chapter, you will see it. I want you to read it. Second Peter chapter 1. He talked about the apostolic, he talked about precious faith, he talked about promises. He talked about what you got to do to your faith to make your faith run up on nothing impossible. Read that sometime. I might go back over sometime. So, class, here's what Apostle is saying to you. We must be alert and ready to catch this new wave of revival that is coming from heaven. Let me give you that again. I'm asking you in this school that you be alert and ready to catch this new wave of revival that is coming from heaven. And it's not going, you know, it's not going to just be accepted, you know. Now, with that introduction, I'm going to start teaching you now, welcome to the world of change. Get ready for all your personal life to change, your family, everything, as we begin to go deeper into the apostolic insight, prophetical wisdom that will change everything. Change of all kinds. Here we go. Economic, social, cultural, technological, political, religious are happening at an accelerating rate. All these changes, first of all, your finances are going to change. Your social structure is going to change. Your culture structure is going to change. Technological, all that's going to change. Political, religion, everything about to change. Into your divine rights. For us, the church, to be able to ride these waves. Now, you know, it got a lot of waves. We need to have clear apostolic strategies that will help us have objective action plan to build for the future. What we need to have? Clear apostolic strategies to deal with these things. Now I tell you, class, I don't worry about nothing. I've trained myself to develop in the spirit world. Sure, there are things come I got to deal with, but I don't worry about nothing. Why? Because I know that apostolic insight, wisdom, demonstration, manifestation going to show up. The new pioneer leader of God is remaking and retraining. So class, right as you said, I don't know, you know, y'all come from different states and different places, but in this school, you're going to have a remaking and a retraining, and the reason you're going to have that to understand that change is the root of the game. Change. He never through with you. He never through with you. You get settled down, he never through. Stay hungry. And stay in one of the writers said, stay thirsty, my friend. There's always so much more. I read, I pray, and I get so much revelation. So many true. Here's some things. Under, I'm going to give you four or five things under this. I'm going to make this statement again. And I'm going to give you four or five things on that. I want you to be enlightened. The new pioneer leaders God is remaking and retraining, those two words, remaking and retraining, today understand that change is the rule again. Here we go. Here we go. Change. They develop apostolic strategies for his leadership and for his church to be fully released into her potentials in God. Oh, my goodness. And I'm aiming with my members now that they become their full potential. I've taught them over the years. I taught them as best as I could. But at this season, I want to see them real strong. I want to see them be able to fight for themselves, stand their ground. I don't want them to do it ahead of time. If they need my assistance, I want to be there for them. But I want them to train. So they develop apostolic strategies for his leadership and for his church to be fully released into her potential in God. Now that statement, fully released into her potential in God. That's what I want for people. I want them to be fully released in their potential. Don't think like they're a little warm or they got to have somebody else. No, be fully released in your potential. All right. Also, they provide a cutting edge by releasing their spirit, creativity, and the revelation of God's heavenly blueprints to pave the way and work for them. Now, releasing the spirit, being creative, having revelation. Come on, class. Cutting edge. To be on the cutting edge, you got to be in the releasing of the spirit. You got to be creative. You're going to have revelation of God in every situation. In every situation, God has a heavenly blueprint to pave the way and wait for them. I think Hebrews 2 and Hebrews 4 would be two good scriptures to look at. Because no matter what God will do for you, if you don't apply your faith, you're not going to be able to do it. So I want you to get these words. Releasing your spirit, creativity, revelations of God. And I want you to write that down. Heavenly blueprints to pave the way and wait for them. In other words, God has a heavenly blueprint for every situation. And by understanding Ephesians 4, 11 through 16, that heavenly blueprint will be open from an apostolic stand of view, stand of place. Listen, I want your class where you can embrace apostolic wisdom to build. and to bless. Build and bless. That's what you as a minister of the gospel, you as a leader from this school, I want you to walk out here with the wisdom to build and bless. Now, the first aspect of that, you're going to build yourself. You're going to build your family. You see, you got to have evidence. I build my family, the enemy may try to interrupt, but you build and bless your family to embrace the apostolic wisdom to build and to bless. Now, a lot of blessing and a lot of building have been missed with sideline agendas by men who think the apostles died with the first apostle. Now, many years I went and didn't emphasize the apostleship because they didn't know. Then I walked across one of my mobile homes and God said, I call you to be an apostle. Now, I ain't know what you're talking about. I told my wife, I said, God, he called me to be an apostle. Quite naturally, I had to go to work and get myself in a position. But I had trained for many years and didn't know what I was doing. In this new setting, they seek honesty for cooperation with others who are like-minded, who are of a kindred spirit. You're not going to be able to run with everybody. And so what I like about LTMA, the organization that I'm over, some of y'all are part of LTMA, they are champions of cooperation and not of competition. I went over that with you last week, but I'm a little strong with it this week. I want to go back over it, and I don't mind repeating myself. When you say champion of cooperation, they welcome a philosophy of biblical understanding, godly cooperation, revelation knowledge, and apostolic wisdom. Now, that's a mouthful. That's why I'm going over it. Biblical understanding, top of the line. Study to show yourself approved of God, a workman need not be ashamed. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Revelation, insight, enlightenment, understanding come from the Holy Spirit. Godly cooperation. Now, when the flesh is in there, pride is in there, arrogance in there, you're not going to be able to cooperate because you need to say, I'm an apostle. Well, where's your evidence at? You holler, you're an apostle. You're an apostle or an imposter. You see, you've got to have the call. That's why in the school and in the LTMA, we tell everybody else, just settle down and let me teach them. And as God won't rise them up, he'll rise them up. Because them boys, they go asking for evidence. Show me some evidence. And you said, the Lord spoke to me. There ain't no evidence. After the Lord spoke to you, some things over the years, some things should have been manifested that we can see that God is using you. All right, so godly cooperation, revelation knowledge. See, you're not going to be the function about revelation knowledge in Matthew 16, apostolic wisdom. So they're going to need all this to what? So they can achieve God-given visions that involve the region and nation. These pioneers will have the ability to adapt to a changing world. Is the world changing? The ability to assume responsibility for their own ministry success. What? The ability to assume the responsibility for their own ministry success. What? Why you are not successful after 10 years, 15 years, 20 years? At a certain level, I'm not talking about, you know, but you ought to be successful. Now, this ministry is successful spiritually, physically, financially, family-wise, everything paid for, on over 600 acres of land, all the buildings paid for, the jet paid for, everything paid for. Relationship with, I got three sons, a daughter, is full-time in the ministry. My son's wife are with us. My daughter's husband is with us. So if you talk about success that I'm incapable of doing, but the Spirit of God over the years have done it. See? So you got to have that. You can't just talk about somebody laid their hand on me and told me I'm an apostle. It probably was an imposter laid their hand on you and called you an apostle. And you turn out to be an opossum. Other words, you don't even have no. And people just waste their life trying to be something they're not. We don't want that to happen to you. You got to have an ability to structure the church, the ministry for growth, success will ensure a ministry not only survive, but prevail in the future. Every student of this school, I want you to be successful and I want you to prevail. You have no choice. If you're connected, Genesis 12, 1 through 3, Isaiah 45, 1 through 3. If you're connected to this ministry, the blessing that falls on this ministry should come upon your life, your family, your ministry, your finances. If you follow in properly, there's no reason for God to let us down. It's got to happen. So what are we doing? Here, I'm going to read this to you. And here, I want you to hear it. It will challenge us to shift our paradigm by opening ourselves to prophetic revelation and apostolic wisdom. Prophetic revelation, apostolic wisdom, and laying the true foundation for success, even the Lord Jesus Christ. I want your class to see that I'm actually coming to the place where I got marked to start for this section, for these two sections. We're coming into another session, the changes in leadership paradigm. And we'll get into that introduction, and I'll train you more further in the next section.